I told Marnie I was going to talk about her from the stage. I hadn't talked about her in a while. And if y'all don't like anything I say this morning, it's melissa.harper@churchcomplaintdepartment.com. She'll address that with me and give me a stern talking to. And Pastor Will's not here, so let's talk about him. Because some of you all are going, there's a vertically challenged gentleman on the stage, and it's not Pastor Will. That is correct. I suffer from that same affliction he does. And my brother's 6'4", and anyone who's met him can vouch that that's a fact. But that's okay. And I've talked to Pastor Will this week. I know many of you have. He hasn't disappeared off the face of the earth, I promise. I beat him in bowling this week. I just need everyone to know that in this room, okay? And hold on, I'll get to you. Look at the front row raising hands like we're having question and answer time. Anyone else catch that? Whoa. It's not the Jason show, but I am on stage with the microphone at the moment, okay? How many of you on the front row did I beat in bowling this week? I see one right there. That one. Marnie didn't even bowl, so I count that as a victory for myself also. So, but I can only claim second place because someone beat me. Raise your hand, please. Mike Scobie. Yeah. There's something he does, I don't know. I'm not saying he cheated, but he beat me. That's all I'm saying. So, but today's a day of celebration, and it's okay to laugh. It's okay to have fun in church, right, guys? I'm going to say it again, and Pastor Wally's going to say it too when we get to the time of baptism. If you didn't sign up, there are no hard feelings. We want to baptize you today. If you feel called, if you feel that transformation, it's time. Today's your day. We will wait and we will baptize everybody. It's okay. Okay? There's no hard feelings. You're not going to get a slap on the wrist. What you're going to get is you're going to get baptized and you're going to get some handshakes and some high fives and some hugs. Okay? Because we want to celebrate the transformation Jesus is doing in your heart and your mind. Amen? I've got my notes printed up here and I need to give a shout out to Darren Castle. Darren works behind the scenes on our production side, and he doesn't want the stage or like the stage, but he's very blessed and gifted in sharing things and doing things for others, and I could not get my notes to print this morning. So you almost all had a very different message than what you're about to hear. Darren to the rescue. He helped me print my notes. He will probably tell you it was user error. It 100% was. I just couldn't figure it out. But he hooked me up. We got the notes printed. We're going to worship Jesus this morning through his word. How about that? Let's pray. Father God, we seek you this morning. Father God, there's something in these words that we're going to hear today that you want to speak into our minds, that you want to speak into our hearts. And God, we chase after your grace. We chase after your mercy, and we thank you that you give it freely. God, there is no other God but you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the relationship we get to have with him. We thank you for our church body, our community. And God, use my words to bless those today. Use my words to break down those walls for that person that you've been chasing after. Let the healing begin today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we're celebrating water baptism. We got to celebrate women's conference and all the great things that happened there. And I got to celebrate my victory bowling because I count that I won, even though Mike beat me, okay? So I count that as my victory. But yeah, Wally mentioned this, and I'll be very honest. When Pastor Dwayne was here the second weekend he was here with us is when I started working on this message. I also want to be honest and tell you all the notes that about 5 pages worth of notes I've been working on all those weeks, I threw all those out this week. Because my father told me, I need you to share a different message. And I said, okay, I'll take all these notes and I'm going to keep them. I'm not going to just throw them away. But I'll also know that this is something that you wanted me to go through and learn. so it's not wasted time, right? Because God doesn't waste our time. God blesses our time. He enriches our time. And he gives us so much more time than we think we have. I want everybody to do me a favor. I want everybody to close your eyes. And if you get dizzy or you've got an issue there, you can't keep your eyes closed for very long, that's okay. Just kind of look at the floor in front of you or the seat back in front of you. And we're going to talk about exit signs this morning. And that's a metaphor. It's a simile. We want to talk about those things that are holding you back. Or maybe it's a direction you need to go and you're fully aware of it. Or maybe you're not fully aware of it. But you need to work on that. And we're here to encourage you to work on that. I'm here to challenge you to work on it starting this morning, starting today. So let's think about that thing that's holding you back from pursuing Jesus. What's that thing in your way? Is it a strained relationship between you and a family member? Maybe a parent, maybe a child? Is there a divorce? Is there alcohol or drugs? Maybe you're in a bad work environment and you need some prayer, you need some guidance, you need some direction to find another workplace. Maybe it's all the above. Maybe there's so many things that you're just like, I don't even know where to begin. I want you to think on that for a second. Maybe life's just too busy for some of you. That's something I have. I feel like I have all the things in front of me. I feel like I have so many things in front of me that I need to take care of and I need to do. And I'm a person that, I'm an acts of service person, that's how I show my love, that's how I serve the Lord, as I do things for others, I do things for the church, I do things for my coworkers, I do things for my family. You got your thing? And like I said, it's okay if it's two or three things. Maybe there's some forgiveness you need from somebody and it's just not coming. Maybe there's someone you need to forgive and it doesn't feel like it's the right time or it's too hard to say I'm sorry. All right, everybody, open your eyes and look to the left. From where I sit in church, I always see this exit sign up front. I see it. I've seen it every week for years. There's some in the back also. They're out in the lobby. In fact, exit signs are everywhere you go, except probably your house. And if your house is big enough, maybe you got exit signs in your house. I don't know. So, or if you live in an apartment building or a dorm or something, there might be exit signs in there. What are your exit signs? Because these are all things we're talking about that are getting in the way of your relationship between you and Jesus. What I'm telling you, what I'm encouraging you is today's the day you can change that. Today's the day you can put those aside. And where you're going to put them, you're going to put them right at the feet of Jesus. Now, I want to make certain everyone heard what I just said. You're going to take your thing and you're going to put it at the feet of Jesus. Because it puts us in that position to be close to him, and it puts him into position to take it from us. Amen. I had a coworker once upon a time. I still talk to her. She's near and dear to my heart, but man, she couldn't let stuff go. And I'd say, I have this problem. I need you, or she would come to me and she'd say, here's a problem. Here's a task. I need you to take care of this. She'd go, I want you to take this. And I'd try to take it from her, but she wouldn't let go. And then she'd get in the middle of it and she'd muddle it up. And it would take two or three times the amount of time to accomplish the thing than if she would have simply handed it over to me and let me accomplish it. Right. How many of us do that with God? Yeah. Okay, those of you that didn't raise your hands, come up. So just teasing. But what are exit signs? Well, in reality, they guide you towards safety, right? If you needed to get outside here real quick, you could run right out that door and you'd be outside in an instant. So when Pastor Zach was here a few weeks ago, and Serena, his wife, was with him, she came and she ministered to us, and she was prophesying, talking about that little voice in the back of your mind, right? Does everyone remember that? She was talking about that little voice. And you can't hear that little voice over the world. Who knows that? Who knows that? You can't hear that little voice when we allow the world in. The world is noisy. The world is disorganized. The world is just full of gimme, 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 now, now, now. I don't want to wait, do it now. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Right? Is that the world? Does that feel familiar for anybody? Jesus is the opposite of the world. He's like that exit sign. He's not demanding. He's always there. He's always shining. He's always present. When you need him, you know where to look and what to do, because we all have the Holy Bible. Probably got it on your phone, probably got a copy at your house. I hope it's not covered with dust. I hope you've been reading it. If you don't have a Bible, communicate with us, get online, send us a message. We'll get you a copy. But God uses that little voice to guide us. Once again, it's not demanding, but it's ever present. And it just always is ready to provide safety and comfort. I've never not went to the Lord and not been comforted, right? Every time. God has come through for me every time in my life. So a couple weeks ago, my daughter's school did a fundraiser. And they sold, if I looked under some chairs, I would probably see these cups. I won't say the brand name, but they're about that big, and you can put all sorts of stuff on them and stickers, and it's got a certain kind of handle and a certain kind of straw. You all know what I'm talking about, right? Everybody has those cups. My daughter's school was selling them, so I bought one. Do I need another cup? Not really, but it was going for a good cause. I thought my daughter and I can use this. We don't have one of these at home. We will ultimately use it. It's got the school logo on it. It's very cool. As soon as my daughter got picked up from school, I got a phone call from her. My daughter's six. She's little. She's not a phone talker, phone chit. She'll talk your leg off if you're back there and kids with her, but she's not going to call you on the phone. And she said, "Daddy, my teacher sent this cup home with me in my backpack. Is this for me?" And I started explaining the cup to her. I said, "Yeah, baby, it's for you. It's for me. The school is selling it as a fundraiser. You can definitely put water in that cup. You can definitely drink out of that cup." I've been thinking about that story for a few weeks because my daughter had a straight cause and effect relationship with that cup, and she didn't even realize it. Her cause and relationship, which, thanks, Wally, for stealing my message, but that's okay. So, I provide for her. I take care of her. I cook for her. I clean for her. I run her bath water. I put her to bed. I help her pick out clothes. I help her clean her room. It's what I do. She has an expectation of what I do with her and what I do for her. And she just knows that. Just like you and Jonah. And thank you for being brave and coming on stage for that, Jonah. And as I couldn't let this go, my daughter had called me and did that. And I just kind of had to laugh because I thought she couldn't imagine any other scenario that cup was for anyone else or for any other purpose than for her. Aren't we supposed to do that with God? Is that in the Bible? Pretty certain I've read that once or twice in the Bible. And if you're in pre-service, I'm going to share the same verse I shared in pre-service, Matthew 19:13-15. "Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. What else are exit signs? What else do exit signs do? Well, they're directional. I don't know how many of you are from Stillwater or been in this Stillwater area for a long time, but out there at Highway 51 and I-35, there's a pretty famous exit sign. Does anybody know that exit sign number off the top of your head? It's not a trick question. Exit 174, that's right. That's right. There's songs about that. There's pictures of it in restaurants on town. That's a very famous exit sign. Exit 174, it's a directional sign. It's telling you, if you take this exit, if you go this direction, you will go to Stillwater, Oklahoma. But either way, whatever you're merging onto the interstate, or maybe you're exiting the interstate to go to, and there's a few different places it takes you, not just Stillwater. But the same thing is, what are you taking with you when you do that, when you follow that direction? And for those of you that are being baptized this morning, this is going to be the time I'm going to go ahead and dismiss you. If you'll meet Calvin and Shauna out in the lobby. And anyone else, even if you did not sign up, now is your chance. Please go out to the lobby. We will baptize you today. We do not want anybody leaving here with that on their heart and it not being fulfilled. So I was out of town last weekend. I was actually out of state. And several of you reached out. I really appreciate that. That really touched my heart. For those of you that didn't reach out, why? Why didn't you reach out to me? Didn't you wonder where I was? I'm just teasing. But speaking a little bit more about some behind-the-scenes things, let's give Dakota a big round of applause this morning. Normally, I'm the one on the front row playing on my phone on the live stream, commenting and interacting with people and sharing links and sharing information, but Dakota's done it the last couple weeks, and he's done a great job. So I'm out of town last weekend. In fact, I was out of state. I attended a wedding in Florida, and I'm not going to lie, the beach was great. I was there just 7 days ago. The beach was great. It's a little bit better than that cold, windy, rainy weather we've had this week, but it was a very quick trip. I flew in Friday morning. I flew out Sunday morning. The wedding was Saturday. A little bit of brief beach time. So I just kind of, it was a very quick and fun and awesome trip, but it's not like I got to dive in and do too much of really anything, but I had a lot of time sitting on airplanes and sitting in airports. And I brought a couple books. I didn't read a single one of them. I'm going to be honest. But what the Lord put on my heart was, talk to me. Just pray. Just talk to me during this time. And if you've ever been on an airplane or if you've ever been on an airport, it's a unique situation where you're surrounded by people, but you're also kind of alone. You can kind of be undisturbed and uninterrupted if you wanted. And God told me to take advantage of that time. So I was just praying. Telling him what's on my heart, telling him what's on my mind, trying to listen to that small voice, right? And on the way back from Tampa to Houston, what I was trying to say and what I was trying to pray was this, and I had to write this stuff down because I want to make certain I shared it correctly. I was trying to pray, Lord, help me to not take my blessings for granted. It's a pretty standard prayer. Lots of you probably said that this week, or now that I've said it out loud, you might say it this coming week. As I'm going over this stuff in my mind and saying this, what I actually said was, help me, God, to stop taking advantage of being blessed. I stopped praying right then and there. I wrote it down, and I thought, I need to work on my perspective. This was my exit sign that I'm not just taking some things for granted, I'm taking advantage of them, and God doesn't want me to do that. In fact, I'm holding myself back by doing that and not allowing God to keep working in my life. And like most of us, it's a worldly direction I was looking at. Well, X, Y, Z, and this. This is how this happens. I follow 1, 2, 3. God doesn't always follow that path. And I want to make certain I'm following his path. I was viewing them in a worldly direction. I needed to pursue it and do it and follow it through the lens of being a Christian. And not just a Christian, but a Christ follower. So I started seeking out some verses to try and, you know, encourage me and build me and comfort me through that. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. What's it say first? Seek first. First, what do you do before anything else? Seek God. Seek his kingdom. Seek his ways. Oh my gosh. So that flight from Houston to OKC, I was kind of mentally kicking myself for not doing that on some things in my life. As we start heading to our closure, if the worship team wants to go ahead and come up. This will be the last time I ask, what are your exit signs? Because most of us know, some of us may not know, but most of us know that thing you keep doing, that bad habit, that hurt, that thing you're just not processing, you're not working through, that we're not laying at the feet of Jesus. In John 7, it says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Who's thirsty for something different today? Who's thirsty for more Jesus? Who knows that it's going to make you a better friend? It's going to make you a better family member. It's going to make you a better spouse. It's going to make you a better parent. It's going to make you a better coworker. It's going to, that love the Lord gives us from the inside will reflect out of you. Don't we want to do that? What are some things we need to leave behind as we're going in that direction? What are some good things we need to take with us? This is not a message to make anybody feel bad. I want you to feel encouraged. We're all human. We've all had hurts. We've all had some bad habits. We've had some unhealthy hang-ups. But I encourage you to leave them behind. You know, for many of us, the exit signs kind of point to a larger issue, because we were never meant to carry it all, to carry all the burden, to carry all the shame, to carry all the guilt. Let's leave that stuff behind. Let's leave behind the hurt. Let's bow our heads. What's that thing you're going to leave at the feet of Jesus today? And you're going to leave at his feet tomorrow. You can do it again Tuesday and on throughout the week. For those of you walking online, watching online, we're talking to you too. We love you guys. We're praying for you. Reach out to us. And if you're in this room and you may say, I don't know much about being a Christian, or I'm new here and I'd like to learn more, it's for you too. Whether you've made Jesus your personal Savior 20 years ago or maybe you never have, today's your day. Now is the time. If you want to reconnect with Jesus, now is the time. If you're ready to go in a new direction, if you're prepared to follow your exit sign, it's today. We're going to pray together. Please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I need Jesus. Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. Today and every day, moving forward, I commit to you. I will follow you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for rescuing me. And everyone said, amen. Let's celebrate that.